This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a 2016 edition of What's On Your Mind. Glad to have you along on the program on this fine Monday, brand new week. We're headed to Frisco, Texas a little later on this week. We'll be down there for, of course, the big matchup. And the drive for five for the NDSU Bison. How about that? Saw a couple of UND hockey games over the weekend, both the victories, which was kind of nice over Alabama-Huntsville. Gotta love that. So, lots of love today here on the program. Big question for you today, and the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for your answers. Okay, if I give you the pen, right? The power of the pen, because that's right now how the president likes to govern. Heck with Congress and people actually voting and, you know, representation in Congress and that whole pesky.
Yeah, never mind.
Just, you know, put in place anything you want through the power of a pen. Okay, so you have the pen. If you could do one thing right now as it pertains to the gun violence, all right, that has happened across the United States, what would you do? What would you do? What, you know, you want to, you know, actually contribute to the problem, which, you know, I wish we'd, when things like this happen, we'd focus on that. What I'm scratching my head over is what the president wants to do in, quote-unquote, closing this loophole of gun shows. Nobody has bought a gun and then gone to shoot a theater up at a gun show, right? So this idea that, oh, okay, here's what we're going to fix this. We're going to close the loophole that allows you to go to a gun show and not have to have a background check, buy a gun, and then, you know, everything will be fine. Well, it's not a problem. I mean, point me to some solution related to, you know, how these situations have happened in San Bernardino or in a theater somewhere or whatever. The president doesn't operate that way, so just set him aside. Oh, 2016 is finally here, and it is the final year we'll have to deal with that level of just sheer incompetence. I mean, I'm just going to choose to believe in my little happy little world right now that it is that incompetence and not intentional destruction, but whatever. We're going to talk about guns today. Stay focused, okay? And what the president is doing is politics. President hates the NRA. They are a little straw man that he can build up and say how evil and awful and terrible they are. And that but for the NRA, you know, there would be common sense when it comes to gun laws in this country. What he fails to understand is that the NRA speaks for millions of Americans who have a brain and have figured out the problem isn't the gun. The problem is the person that pulls the trigger. And the president just loves to play politics on this. To heck with him. We're not going to talk about him anymore. For the rest of the hour, I want to know what you would do. You have the pen. Okay? What are you going to do? What do we need? Is there anything we need in the way of changes, updates, you know, laws on the books? Removed, laws on the books added, whatever. Let's just get some good old-fashioned Northern Plains common sense going here and talk about what you would do in the way of changes, if any, okay? Because we're going to hear in the news over and over and over and over again about the president meeting with the attorney general and about this, you know, executive action coming, and it's all part of the plan to make the NRA the boogeyman, you know, so we might as well inject some common sense into the debate. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, the radio god, Mitchell. Ta-da! There he is, ladies and gentlemen. 2016 hat and all. Yep. Go ahead and blow your sounder. Let's hear it. You can text him at 701-226-8503. He's still in a Happy New Year 2016 mode, ladies and gentlemen. He has the noisemakers. He has the hat on. He is Mr. 2016. There he is. Text him up at 701-226-8503 with your questions and or comments today.
I'm not getting my hair dyed green, so I'm happy about that.
How about that game, huh? I'm not sure if the Vikings won or the Packers lost. Which was it, Todd? Think about that one for a while and then get back to me. Can't quite decide.
Yeah.
I think both things happened, but I'm thinking it was more the Packers losing than the Vikings winning because they almost gave it away. And had the Packers actually shown up, they might have actually won. But Purple Pride!
W, you know?
Exactly,
I mean,
right. It's a win. It's a win, yes.
Exactly.
Next hour, Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance, will be here. We're going to pay tribute to someone you heard on this program, Enoch Thorsgaard, who died at 89 years of age recently. And Enoch was very instrumental in the North Dakota Family Alliance, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to play some excerpts of our conversation. I promised to do that shortly after he passed away, and I wanted to do that. There's also a way for you to get a copy of his book, which has been very popular when we brought it up on the program, Enoch's Saga. All of that next hour on the program. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Go to Facebook right now, and don't look at pictures of somebody's vacation and or dog. You can actually do something very constructive, and that would be NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You can also go to their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, but on Facebook, you just go to North Dakota Oil Can of the search engine, and you'll find all kinds of great information right there. There's actually a letter here about lifting the ban on crude oil exports and how it's good news for North Dakota. Letter they posted that Harold Hamm wrote. Chairman and CEO of Continental Resources, so you can find that. Okay, I mentioned earlier we're going to Frisco. Yeah, of course we are. Can hardly wait. And I want to thank our friends at First International Bank of Trust, Muscatel Subaru, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Shields, Dakota Medical Foundation, and the Impact Foundation, Days West Fargo Tire and Service, J.W. Kitchens, Gate City Bank, RDO Equipment, the Brick House Grill, for bringing you our Brick House Grills in Dickinson, by the way. It's good food. Bringing you our special broadcast from Frisco. We leave actually on Wednesday for broadcast Thursday, Friday, and a little bit on Saturday for the big game. It'll be like 50 degrees down there. All right, let's talk some common sense on gun laws. Oh, God bless you, folks. I can't tell you how fun it is to hear from folks here in the Northern Plains that have so much common sense. And it's a good way to really, I don't know, just prevent against the insanity of the news cycle from taking hold in your mind. Tim and Edgley, what's your solution?
Well, I wanted to bring up, you know exactly what the Second Amendment actually says?
We've read it before in this program and explained the whole militia language.
It has two parts to it, if I could read it. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You know what the word infringed means? Well, I looked it up in the dictionary. According to the Webster's Dictionary, it says to break off, break, impair, violate, fail to observe the terms of, encroach or trespass on the rights of others. Sir, our Second Amendment rights have already been trespassed on by our government.
So what would you do, Tim?
It's already happened.
Right, I hear you. I don't know.
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would immediately remove Barack Obama from office.
No, I'm talking about the way of... I get that, but, you know, we know that's not going to happen, unfortunately. We just got to wait him out this year. What specifically in the way of, on the gun side, would you do? What could be done? What would you fix? What would you add? What would you remove? What would you do?
The whole gun laws in the United States are illegal. We have, I just read you the Second Amendment.
Yeah, so start from scratch.
Our rights to bear arms have been infringed upon.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense. Yeah. Tim, appreciate the call. I have one in mind a little more specific related to a change that I think would help, right? Because, look, when something bad happens, you want to say, well, what could we do so that doesn't happen again? Now, you got to do it within the confines of the Constitution, to go to Tim's point. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened. But I have one in mind. Welcome yours. Josh in Williston is on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Josh, give me one.
Hey, good morning. I have just one idea. I would just reaffirm what it says in the Second Amendment. I would say, look, you guys need to arm yourselves. We need to be an armed militia. An armed population is a very polite population. And if people were walking around with open carry, I'm not talking, you know, guns at every corner, but if you were going to rob a bank and you saw that civilians in that bank were armed, I think you'd be less likely to rob that bank.
A deterrent of all deterrents. Yeah. That ding was a light bulb going off, hopefully, in a few.
See, that ding was, that was the correct answer, you know.
Ding, 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 ding.
You guys have a good day.
You as well, Josh. Thank you. Bill in Fargo is next to go. Sean's got an email in here, and others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's your fix, folks? What would you change? What would you lift? What would you remove in the way of gun legislation? Let us know.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color, options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department too in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work. It's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace. It's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person. And that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths is a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, if I were in the market for a sprayer, I'd want it to be an Apache sprayer. You know why? The best. That's right. You're in the field when your neighbors are not. It has a light footprint to it. It has the best warranty in the biz. No downtime, high resale value. I mean, I could go on and on and on. The reasons to own an Apache sprayer are many. The 2016s are in. and looking good at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer here in the High Plains. That's right. That's why they're called High Plains Apache. You get that? They have some 2015s as well, and they'll give you those at a great deal. They have some low-interest financing. They have the ET Ag Center, which means any part you need, they'll have it. And the ag application training, they do it all right there at their location in Mandan across from Bonanza. And he's courtside, also exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier is where you'll find them. Online anytime at highplainsapache.com. That's highplainsapache.com. Bill Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Scott. If you'll permit me, I'd like to jump back in time just to hear. I must tell you I'm over 70. But I grew up on a farm in North Dakota, and as you can well imagine, guns were commonplace. Most everybody that wanted one had one, and nobody thought twice about it. They'd take them to school, whatever. So, and there were these kind of shootings and stuff were unthinkable, unheard of. And you look at the countries like Switzerland and Israel, where they are required in some certain cases to have guns. Same thing. Now, I think what the problem is we've gotten this culture that's been promulgated by one side of the aisle that guns are something to be afraid of, and that nothing could be further from the truth. So I guess if I had the stroke of a pen, I would make a law or whatever that at a certain grade in school, kids had to take a course on guns and know what they do and what they're capable of and not to be afraid of them. Incidentally, the NRA has an excellent course. It's free. Called the Eddie Eagle program. But that's what I try.
It's a good idea because you need to start young. I mean, go to the root and, you know, the media, and I would assume a lot of textbooks sell you a very different story. What bugs me is, you know, why do we blame the gun? Why do we blame the gun? I mean, it to me, it's so basic and so simple that you know, any of these acts you can point out, we can pull from the headlines. The gun did nothing. The gun was an object used by an individual who was deranged, who was evil, who was, you know, mentally ill, whatever, okay? You know, if you want to try and fix something, get in that person's head. Sometimes that's not possible.
Well,
other times, I guess there'd be signs where, you know, like, for instance, Fort Hood, right? We looked the other way because we didn't want to be seen as nobody's going to say anything because of the, you know, the soldier is Muslim. And if you start saying, you know, it's a Muslim soldier, then you're targeting Muslims. You just don't like Muslims. And, you know, it became, you know, the disease, the political correctness became deadly. But the individual was the problem, not the gun.
Well, Scott, my point with this education at an early age is that if people grow up being familiar with them and not afraid of them, then there won't be so much resistance to common carry. Now, the occasional nut, I don't know, unless they come up with some way of finding what's wrong with them in their genes, we're never going to be able to cure. But the more people with guns, like your caller from Williston said, the less problem there's going to be.
Yeah.
But you got to start somewhere. And incidentally, just quickly, I was to the gun show in town here this weekend, and you would not believe it. I the number of people there, I was just amazed. I had old. Our president is the best gun salesman we have. So, all right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate talking to you.
appreciate the call, Bill. Bill's suggestion is you start young and you mandate a class for youngsters. What do you think of that? I'm trying to channel the frustration of the obvious, opening up a newspaper, watching a television newscast about what's being proposed and how, you know, in my mind, just crazy it is with saying, "What? All right, let's not get caught up in that debate. Let's talk about what could be done." I have one I'd do immediately. I would the second I was president, I would sign it that I think would help. And while I think everybody agrees based on their comments, they've not said it yet, but I want to hear yours before I give you mine. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple of coming off the air. Go ahead and roll one of those down.
Background checks yourself. They already got it on the books, but the government don't want to do anything about it, enforcing it. Well, it's been on the books. Why would they, or how? What good would it do to put more laws on the background checks when they don't enforce the laws with the background checks now? That don't make any sense, but I guess the government can't figure that out. They're too stupid. Why?
Well, I think it's more about a political victory. Again, I don't think anything of this. The president is proposing closing this quote-unquote gun show loophole, which previously said, okay, you know, if you sell guns for a living, you have to do a background check before you can sell it to the individual. But if you're an individual, you don't need to do a background check. And, you know, it's morphed to now these gun shows, you know, there are dealers there who sell guns and then use selling them at the gun shows, not having to sell them. That's the big huff they're having right now. But find me where that's been a problem. That's what I'm saying. And I agree with you. Go ahead and focus on the laws we do have, enforce those, and then, you know, put your energy there. But that isn't good politics. This is you know, they're looking for good politics. Here's another one. Roll that one, Todd.
These gun executive orders by the president on the gun issue, it really has nothing to do with guns. What it has to do with is the fact that government of the people and by the people and for the people has perished from the earth. That's what it's about.
Oh,
thanks.
I don't think it's quite that bad yet, but I mean, it's certainly a clarion call to wake up. Sean emails, let's start with a basic fact. There is no such thing as gun violence. It's just violence. The instrument is irrelevant. Once we all get on that page, we can have a productive discussion. Until then, it's a waste of time. Texter says, if the media would quit making a huge issue in the news every time it happens, that would eliminate a lot of it. And there's a lot of the reason most people do it, because they want the notoriety. My opinion, says Dave. That's a good point, Dave. And some restrictions should, if not restrictions, some just basic guidelines self-imposed by the media would make some sense there. Kevin in South Dakota, you're next. 800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I hope 2016 is the year you're going to make yourself a little promise. Treat yourself a little better. Take care of yourself. Remember your mom used to tell you, now, take care of yourself, right? Well, I'm going to take the place of your mother now and tell you that as fine listeners of this program, we care about you, we care about your well-being, and we want you to take care of yourself. And there is nothing more important to your health than your sleep. I'll say that again. There's nothing more important to your health than your sleep. So, that's right. MyPillow at sleep, that'll lead to better health. You want to be healthy in 2016, get yourself a pillow. Very simple. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com is the website. You use the promo code Scott. Study after study, in fact, I'm looking at one, said, it simulated the effects of the disturbed sleep patterns of shift workers on 10 young, healthy adults. After a mere 4 days, three of them had blood glucose levels that qualified as pre-diabetic. From a, you know, a week stretch, 4 days. Get more sleep. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. I'll get more sleep when Barack Obama is no longer the president of the United States, but we have 2016 and some change into 2017 before that's done. You're going to hear a ton this week about how we really need to close the gun show loophole. And he'll say it like that, too. We know better here being good common sense folks in the Northern Plains. And so we're channeling the frustration of what we're hearing in the news to productive solutions on, you know, what, if anything, can be done? What would you do to take this on? And some good suggestions so far. Back to South Dakota, Kevin, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Well, two things. Basically, I never see anybody mention the fact that every time there's one of these mass shootings, that either an armed citizen or some police officer shows up, the perpetrators either surrender or shoot themselves. And so why we think that restricting gun ownership or concealed carry permits would solve anything, obviously it would probably lead to more murders. And the other point is that as soon as they start restricting guns, is that the guns will pour over from either border, Canadian or Mexican border, and they'll flood the market with guns, and every misfit, miscreant in the country will end up with guns, and then the regular citizens will be the ones taking the beating.
And in fact, you hear that once in a while when it's pointed out an obvious fact that some of these incidents are happening in California, San Bernardino being a prime example, Washington, D.C., on military bases. Well, wait a minute. They're gun-free zones. They're some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. Well, yeah, but around there they don't have. Well, yeah, hello. And so guess who does? The bad guys come in. They don't follow your dumb laws, you know?
There's 400 million guns probably floating around this country now. What do they think is going to happen? They're just going to vanish? Are these people stupid?
I just thought of that. Actually, maybe we ought to give President Obama credit for that. I mean, we're always looking to, you know, find something of redeemable value in people, right, in humans, in our fellow mankind. Maybe his actions have led to that many more guns being, you know, in the hands of law-abiding citizens, where we are now all safer.
But just last week, I was talking to a firearms distributor, and they're making up a plaque to send to Obama. They say he's the greatest ad or salesman for the firearms industry that's ever existed. They're going to send him a plaque.
Well, I think we just turned the show on its head. We got to start thanking the guy. Keep doing what you're doing.
Right? Moron. Thank you.
Kevin, thanks for the call. Crystal and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Tell me what's on your mind, Crystal.
I think that we should stop worrying about the guns and who gets them, and maybe we should start worrying about the citizens that need the help that are the ones going out and shooting everybody.
So how do we do that? What would you do?
More mental evaluations and further background checks, basically. You know, family history and everything.
So you're saying increase the amount of scrutiny before anyone purchases a gun to see whether or not they have one of these.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, the challenge there is I think a lot of law-abiding people with no mental illness are going to be prevented from buying a gun or being held up in buying a gun.
Yeah.
But I certainly understand what you're saying in additional scrutiny. For certainly anybody that shows signs of something, you know, okay, what's going on here? Co-worker, right? Family member.
Exactly. And the family history, too, as well.
Yeah. There is something that, you know, I think is worth spending some time on, because now we're getting to the person behind the gun, that, you know, rather than the object itself being to blame,
exactly.
You know, the individual themselves. But that's, you know, I think seeing something, saying something, however you want to phrase it, is great. I worry about additional layers of, again, percentages of individuals that are seeking to own a gun that have some sort of mental illness has got to be, you know, 0.000 some odd percent. So, but after they have it, I think what you're suggesting makes some sense. Crystal, thanks for the call. Todd and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
All right. So my brother's an armed guard. He works for a company called Loomis in Arizona, and they have what they call drive-in vaults. They're hidden within towns. You would never know your building was next to one. You know, looking at it, it looks just like a regular business, but it's a drive-in vault. And he said that inside that office, everyone is armed to the teeth. He said it's the safest place in the world. And you never notice how, you never hear about one of them places where everyone in that office, every secretary, every manager, every employee is armed. And they make a game out of it. You know, they got guys who have AKs sitting on their desk. You know, and they said, you know, if anyone comes in here, this place is full of money, but everyone is armed.
And what kind of businesses are these?
It's an arm. He's an armed. They transport merchandise, money. When Katy Perry came to Arizona to do the Super Bowl, they transported her jewels, and so it's like an armored car business.
Okay, and it's where they office that they're these heavily armed, and protected business locations or office space, huh?
Yeah, and there's another place in Arizona called J&G Sales. They sell guns online. They're a really great place. But they have a vault, and it's the back half of their warehouse. And it's armed. This place is But anyways, it's all armored. The doors are armored. They have, you know, windows you can see that are like an inch thick. You can't get back there. But just to set, you know, the tone so that you know if you try, they're going to kill you. They got a desk back there. This guy sits at, and he's got a Yugoslavian machine gun pointed at that door.
You get in here. You get in here, and you're not supposed to. You're going to be in big trouble.
You try and open this door. There's going to be some lead coming your way.
So, is the solution you're suggesting there again that the more guns, just the more order there is, the more safe people are?
I believe that if people know what it takes to be free, it might scare them. But at the same time, you know, if someone were to invade a portion of our country, you know, there's so many guns out there, it would be pointless. Or like, let's say there was another terrorist attack. If it happened in Arizona, I guarantee it wouldn't last very long. Because everybody's got, they got hunting rifles. Even if they're wearing armor, armor's not rated for hunting rifles.
All good points. Todd, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Our question today, a simple one. If you know, you're king for the day, we hand you the pen, you can do any executive order, what do you do related to gun laws? You know, which ones end? What's put in place? What would you do ultimately to make the United States a safer place? To address these attacks. Wouldn't you love one time just for a president? And by the way, they all do this. This isn't a, you know, pound on the Democrats kind of thing. It's politicians in general. Something bad happens, and they come to the podium with some fix, some, oh, this is terrible, awful, we're going to pray for the victims, and we're going to immediately try and get Congress to do it. Wouldn't you love once for a president to come and just say something to the effect of, in this world, evil exists. There's good and there's evil. Every single day, acts of evil happen against good people. As much as I'd like to change that, it will not change. Ever. Until the end of time. I'd love that dose of reality from a elected leader sometime, because in a lot of what we're talking about, folks, that's the truth. And to the extent that you can address some obvious glaring omission, go for it. Talk about it. Debate it. Let's go back to South Dakota. Wayne in Aberdeen, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Just a couple of thoughts. The other day, and it's been a month or two ago, the gentleman died with a lethal injection. He was tried, and the jury convicted him, and he died with a lethal injection. It took him 45 minutes to die. It was 45 minutes, and the news media constantly said, you know, how miserable a death that was for him. They never once mentioned the fact that he stabbed to death a pregnant woman. Now, that pregnant woman died, I'm sure, a very vicious death. And she lost her baby, and the grandparents and the parents, they all lost that young lady and her baby. And how many relatives were involved in that? They never once mentioned any of that. So I truly believe if you have a gun to defend yourself, you're defending yourself. And if somebody comes at you with their gun and they want to take something away from you or cause you harm, why would you not stand up and defend yourself? Do you want to stand there and just let them run you over? Or do you want to say, hey?
Thanks for the call. Up against the break. Got a roll. Interesting
thank
point.
You,
and by the way, the media and how they report on all these things are partially to blame for all this stuff as well. No doubt about it.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Faith, family, and freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to NDFA.org. That's NDFA.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Of gun violence in this country is drug-related, gang-related, inner-city violence. There's already some of the strictest gun laws on the books. All they have to do is start enforcing those laws, and maybe we cut down the gun violence. Thank you.
Yes, I hear you. PetroServe USA bringing you today's broadcast, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. Makes sense, doesn't it? And if you want to fill up, get the 4 for $4 deal. Four items, $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items all day, every day at PetroServe USA, plus some great specials all month long, like the Daily Express smoked ham and cheese chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss, $1.99. It's a good deal at PetroServe USA locations. Also, our friends at SNS Motors, online at SNS Motors, Inc., SNSMotorsInc.com, SNSMotorsInc.com, one of the oldest continuous businesses in Watford City, North Dakota, always known for honesty, fair dealing. Here's what I love about what they do. They specialize in providing high-quality, nearly new vehicles by stocking the sales lot, high-quality, nearly new local trade vehicles, and the custom vehicle buying service that they do. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at a below market price. Call them right now, 701-444-2341, and Brent will go to work. All right, back to the calls for some common sense solutions to what is being proposed in the news. Let's go to John in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. One of the things that do get in our way is executive orders in and of themselves.
Sure.
Because the president should not be able to allow to give executive orders in the first place. When you read the Constitution, there's no place for executive orders.
Yeah, he is governing by fiat with the pen. That's a very good point. And just, again, Constitution 101 is necessary here. Rick in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I think I agree with you, Scott, on mental health. I don't think we should be banning the guns. I think we should be banning the people. You know, if you've been like something, you got in trouble, if you got a bad credit rating or something like that, or they should be able to look at your medical records, determine, you know, your mental health. Because these people that have been shooting everybody, they seem to have a mental health background, some problem with them. But I agree with you on that. But as far as, you know, taking your rights away by constitutionally, I think you can't do that.
Yeah, and I don't know, if we could focus our attention, effort, energy in an area that made some sense, that would be one. Now, again, I wouldn't want that to be used as a way for, the folks that hate the Second Amendment to say, oh, good, we'll just use that and delay everybody being able to get a gun. But, you know, look, you and I, Rick, can walk into any store and slide a piece of plastic, jam it into a little thing, and within a nanosecond, they know whether we have enough money in the bank, right, to pay for whatever, you know, pop, pizza, whatever we're trying to buy, right? You can't tell me we can't do the same thing for things like purchasing a gun. You know, I just don't get it. Whereas, you know, if you are treated for some significant mental health issue, that would be, you know, there, so they would know that. I don't know. There's got to be some way to do it without infringing on the, you know, the constitutional rights of individuals and not get into this gun grabbing, in my mind.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No, thank you. Appreciate the call. Gary in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Yes. I guess I'm a little bit more concerned on the education part of it. If people had, when they purchase a pistol or a gun or whatever, they have some kind of schooling. And at that time, when they go through their classes, they're evaluated for a certain rating, you know, whether there should be a watch on them or something like that would probably help a little bit, I would think. Rather than going back on your family, where do you stop going back on your family? Your second or third nephew or cousin or something, you know, you have to have some place to draw the line.
Yeah. Every time I hear a suggestion, it sounds like ways to make it tougher for law-abiding citizens to get guns. That's what I think we need to get away from in the name of what problem are we trying to solve here? And if the problem is that people do bad things, then, you know, that's a tough one. Now, where it makes sense on people that have been treated, take medication, whatever, some kind of a flag, I think that makes sense. But stop focusing on the gun. Let's start thinking about what's in the mind of the shooter. Dan says, no one talks about the one law that trumps all laws. No one is supposed to murder anyone. We shouldn't need any gun laws if everyone followed the no murder law. But evidently, bad people don't follow the murder law. Why will they follow more gun laws? Yeah, good point. But what I've been wanting to say is I would, on day one, lift the idea of no gun-free zones. Again, you look at where individuals have been murdered in large numbers, and the gun-free zones, had you allowed law-abiding citizens to be in there, might have been less carnage. Jim and Bismarck, quickly, got 20 seconds for you.
Yeah, I was going to agree with you, too, to lift the gun laws in the gun-free zone areas. Then when people go for their concealed weapons, start taking a course on the what to do on an active shooter in those kind of areas. if they lift the guns on free earth, and then people with it.
Good point. You help people just to better defend against a mass shooting.
Right. Like, and you got an idea of what's going on, and you figure, okay, this is what I can do, and this is my options I have to do. But, yes, lift the ban on the areas.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Dan and Beulah, I didn't get to you, and a few texters as well. Cal from Edmonton, also known as Bismarck. How about that? Good stuff today. Thanks, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.